104.5 The Zone at 7:35. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. My producer is Jonathan Shaver. We always love it when our guests get here early. That means we get to spend a little extra time with them. We have Vanderbilt Athletics Director Malcolm Turner over to my right, and to my left, the new head basketball coach of Vanderbilt University, Jerry Stackhouse. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Doing great, thank you.
Been a crazy couple days for you, Jerry, getting on the job and getting going yesterday.
Yeah, it feels, media day is media day.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. Obviously excited to be here in Nashville, excited to be, here at Vanderbilt. So I'm just rearing to get going.
How special is it for you to get this opportunity as a head coach and now, see what you do, leading your own program?
Well, I'm still kind of pinching myself to make sure it's all real because it's been a lot of hard work put into getting to this moment, whether it was in college or the pro level. My goal was to become a head coach and be able to lead my team. I've taken the steps and taken the channels to get here, starting with grassroots basketball, being able to go to the G League, be on a professional bench and work for a lot of different coaches, see a lot of different player development things, and have a lot of different ideas and wanting to be able to kind of incorporate that into my own program, my own system, and now I have an opportunity to do that.
When you think about coaching college guys, does it take you back to your days playing for the legend Dean Smith in Chapel Hill?
Well, yeah, it takes me really back closer than that to just my grassroots guys. I understand. I see those kids that I coach. Obviously, a lot of them went to major D1 colleges, and I see them come back and you see the different levels of coaching where some of them improve, and actually I feel like some of them regress. So it's just a matter of figuring out. I've had some candid conversations with some college coaches because I didn't feel like a couple of my kids came back fat.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I don't get those conversations from any of my grassroots guys.
Well, speaking of, the legendary coach Dean Smith man, who was your biggest influence in coaching? Was it just him or were there some other guys that kind of influenced you throughout your career?
Well, I think he was the biggest influence, but I think the coaches that had more systems that was kind of emulated his, with their style of keeping the ball out the middle and doing different things like that. Avery Johnson was big on that. I mean, I think when we were in Dallas, those teams that we had that made the finals run, it was, you kind of see how it come where, he played for Pop. Pop learned from Larry Brown. Larry Brown learned from Dean Smith. So it's like you can kind of see how that kind of played out.
So when we watch Vanderbilt basketball, what eventually at some point, what do you think we all should be looking for and seeing? Will it be a defensive-oriented team, low scoring, or what's going to be a high flying, three-point shooting all over the place and putting up a lot of points?
Well,
what's your identity going to be?
I hope our team is the one that's flying around putting up a lot of points, and the other team is a team that's low scoring. But I think that's who we want to be. I really feel that the way that you give yourself a chance to win games is on the defensive end, because like I said before, you're not going to always shoot the ball well. We want to shoot the ball well, but just sometimes the ball doesn't go in the hole the way you want to. But you can give yourself an opportunity to kind of hang around and maybe pull out some games that you're not supposed to if you defend.
I want to ask Malcolm Turner this. When you made the change and you were going out to look for a new coach, you make this hire, which a lot of people, and it's not an insult to Jerry at all, but it's an unconventional hire because it's a coach that doesn't have college experience. But what prompted this decision? And when you look at Jerry Stackhouse, what did you like? What made him ideal for this job?
Yeah, look, I'm still pinching myself that this has happened. I think we got a great new leader for our program, but starts with leadership. Felt, Coach Stackhouse, great leader, high character, can teach the game, can develop kids, has a high passion for development, connectivity, with his players, relatability. I really got a chance to watch him work and was always impressed with, how prepared his teams were, how connected they were on both ends of the floor, and great culture and great chemistry, and can flat out coach. And so, some may view it as non-traditional, outside the box, all of that. I see it as just all the key ingredients were there for a great new leader for our program. And that was the bottom line for me.
Jerry, how are you going to go out and recruit and compete in the SEC, which has become a very competitive league? You look at the roster of coaches, it's pretty strong. So, you know, with maybe a lack, relatively speaking, of recruiting experience, how can we, or how can Vanderbilt fans expect you and your staff to go out and be successful?
Again, I feel like, you know, I've kind of been laying in the weeds a little bit as far as recruiting. I mean, a lot of these kids I know, a lot of these directors and AAU coaches, you know, I think I have a little, my degree of separation is probably smaller than you think of understanding the people that really have an impact and influence on these kids. And because I understand it myself, it's like, you know, most of these guys that these young players, the talented players, they're touched by these AAU teams a lot earlier. I mean, they touch these kids when they're 8 and 9 years old, and they have relationships with them, and they trust them, and they listen to them. And I have relationships with those. I have, you know, people who have relationships. I'm trying to get other people a part of my staff that have those touch points to be able to get into, you know, the living rooms, and a lot of their parents are my age. You know what I'm saying? Even though their kids might not know me, I think their parents know me and they understand me, so they have some name and face recognition there.
We did, you know, a lot of us, you know, did sort of a deep dive on you as a coach. Obviously knew about you as a player, and you see, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sort of seems like you have an old school mentality when it comes to basketball. You don't stay in the NBA for 18 years on your good looks. But with that approach, talk about the importance of forging a culture, you know, once you get there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to just understand that it's a learning environment. You know, I think we're at a great academic institution. And I talked to Malcolm one time, and I joked, it's like their major is whatever it is, economics or whatever, but their minor is going to be basketball. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to do a lot of learning and a lot of teaching of how to play. And I think that's going to be our competitive advantage. We, you know, probably, excuse me, may not get the five stars. I mean, the one and done's, probably, you know, maybe not, there's not going to be the base of who we are. So we have to find our edge by being able to, you know, outthink a little bit and do things a little bit different.
Our guests are Jerry Stackhouse and Malcolm Turner from Vanderbilt. 7:42 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Continue with these folks in just a moment here on The Zone. First, Mark's going to tell us a thing or two about Wilson County Hyundai.
Exactly, and our buddy Payne Bone will tell you that every selection at Wilson County Hyundai is awesome because savings with each and every Hyundai, it's a true value buy. And if you're shopping sports utilities, well, they'll have you spring ready. The 2019 Santa Fe is their most advanced SUV ever. And with the Tucson and the all-new Kona, you can compare them all side by side. You can compare the Elantra and Sonata. They're both value at its best. If Hyundai makes it, Wilson County Hyundai has it. And with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance, that's right, Wilson County Hyundai, they're close. Right there in Lebanon, 20 minutes east of the airport off exit 236, off Highway 40. They look forward to seeing you in the showroom or shop online at WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Have a great Hyundai Day.
104.5 The Zone, 7:48. This is the Wake Up Zone. Having fun with our guest in studio this morning, the new Vanderbilt head basketball coach, Jerry Stackhouse, and Malcolm Turner, the Commodores athletic director, with the hire of Jerry and press conference yesterday. He has officially on the job. Now, did you stay up and watch a championship last night?
I did. I was critiquing, trying to figure out how to stop the late game plays.
Do you almost drive yourself crazy, like, you know, watching it all and trying to figure out what you would do in those spots?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was at the end of regulation when the kid hit the three to tie it up. And it's like, man, this is the one time that you, I mean, I'm always kind of like, come on, help, be ready to help the helper, but this is the time to stay home. You know, you're up three. The two really don't hurt you. They have to play the foul game. The guy didn't, you know, behind them didn't drop. You know, wasn't on a string, and they get a wide open three. So it's like, wow, that's the difference. Probably the difference in who we're seeing celebrating the national championship, and it's the margin of error is just that thin.
Is Texas Tech a team that you look at and say, man, I appreciate the way they play? You're talking about defensive intensity and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably as close to where I would hope for us to be on the defensive end. I mean, they have a no middle. You know, kind of mentality of not letting the ball get in the middle. I just feel like there's too many options that way. as opposed to Virginia, who's more of a pack line team, who pretty much want to guard you straight and put guys in gaps. And both effective, both different styles, but I'm more geared to what Texas Tech does.
Now, you played on the 95 Final Four team, right, at Carolina. Is that an overwhelming deal for a college player to go in and play in that atmosphere a little bit? You know, that you go in there on that Saturday, and there's so many people, and it's just a different scene than what you're used to.
Yeah, I just think, you know, all of the attention, the media attention, your practice is in front of everybody. You know, it's a show. And you're there to perform and perform at a high level. So it's but the kids, as a dare, you're there for a reason. The Final Four teams are the best of the four teams left in the country, and I think they welcome that stage, welcome that environment, and it's one hell of a thing to experience.
Our guests are newly minted Vanderbilt head basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse and Malcolm Turner, the relatively newly minted athletics director. Malcolm, let me ask you real quickly, what are some of the most important things you need to do to help your basketball coach in the coming months to get ready for his first year?
Yeah, I would say, you know, to start basketball, but well beyond, you know, we're working on an overall strategic plan for athletics. We've launched a process for a master facilities plan to really understand and get our arms around the opportunities with our current footprint of facilities, but also opportunities to grow across all of our programs for basketball in particular. And that's what I think is so great about this opportunity and, frankly, our timing with the new leader of our program, where we really have a chance to co-author a vision for Memorial and some of the surrounding resources that we can put around that. And we've already started that conversation. And so that'll be a very collaborative process. Obviously, we're sitting on the same side of the table in terms of enhancements that we can make, both for the program specifically and the daily routine for our staff, our coaches, our student athletes, but also the fan experience, the game experience itself. So we're taking a broad look, you know, from a basketball programming standpoint, you know, at opportunities to enhance. But again, that effort extends well beyond basketball to encompass all of our programs.
Jerry, we covered, obviously, Mike Vrabel as, you know, he took the Titans job having no head coaching experience. And one of the things that he said was, it's important to know what you don't know going into a situation like that. With that in mind, how does that sort of form who, you know, your staff and who you hire?
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to have somebody on the staff that has a lot of college, you know, basketball experience. That's one target. But I think, you know, for us, again, important is player development. So, I mean, when you normally say experience, it's an older guy, probably someone older that's not able to get on the floor and do the teaching, you know, that I feel that's required, that's needed to be able to develop individual skill. So having kind of three layers, you know, to a couple guys that can get on the court, get these guys, you know, better and develop their skill level, and then have some knowledge, some expertise around us, excuse me, too, that helps when just understanding, okay, I haven't seen this before. I mean, normally, like I said, there's a difference in pro basketball. The kids, you coach them, you know, after you get done practice, they go home. You don't have to deal with them anymore. You know, now you got kids that are, you know, just leaving their family house, and we got to nourish them. And so we got everybody. It's all everybody that I'm going to bring on the staff. And when I tell them, this is an all-encompassing role of, you know, you got to be coach, you got to be part parent, you got to be part, you know, psychologist, got to be part everything. So that's the way we're going to approach the staff and hires.
One of the things that earned you raves coaching in the G League was that you got your players to buy in, to play defense, to put their agendas aside and do, you know, what you asked of them. How is that different in college, and how do you do that?
Well, I don't think there's any different. I think, you know, it's all buy-in to if you want to accomplish things. I think when you have a group that we've inherited, the team that we inherited this year, they're looking. I mean, they had a disappointing year last year. So they're all eyes, all ears are open to see how can we not have that type of year again. And I think from that standpoint, it just starts from day one. It's not going to be an early turnaround. It's progressions. Like, I think I'd love to use like charting. You know, you chart mistakes, you chart positive things, and then, you know, the next, as you watch film and you go through these chartings and you got five mistakes for a no box out, let's shoot for getting four next game, three next game, and as you continually to individually to get those numbers better, you start to see your team get better. So we're going to watch a ton of film as much as we can, and from that try to build and grow from that.
People remember some of your iconic dunks, including the one against Duke. Can you still get up there and do that? Get out here in the
only on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Those are key days in the SEC schedule. Jerry, I want to ask you one more NBA question before we go. You referenced your time in the league and with the Dallas Mavericks in particular. How did Dirk Nowitzki change the game? You know, with talk of this being, you know, the end for him. How did you see him changing the game for big guys who can step out and have all the skills that he has?
Well, yeah, it's what you're seeing now across the board. You're seeing your four and your five guys popping out on the floor shooting threes, and he was one of the first to do it, you know. And I think just being a great teammate first, he's one of the best people, and I think, but just being able to put the ball on the floor, shoot the three at a high level. He was one of the first to do it, and now the game is spread out. You know, we wanted more scoring. Can't really touch guys going to the basket. I mean, I'm an outlier pretty much in the game now. Like, you know, you would say me, Michael Jordan. You know, we couldn't even have played in this era. No, nobody wants any mid range twos. You know, it's either threes or getting into the paint. And unfortunately, I've kind of adopted that philosophy too. You know what I'm saying? If you shoot the three, it's cool. If you can't, let's try to get inside, pull another trigger, and maybe get to the basket or find somebody else for a three. Sure. But, you know, you have to still work on the mid-range twos a little bit, because there are going to be moments where you need those as well.
Jerry, it's nice to meet you. Welcome to Nashville, and all
likewise.
The best to get started
thank
in your
you.
New
I appreciate
job.
Appreciate it.
And same to you, Malcolm. Nice to meet you today, and all the best to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's Malcolm Turner, Jerry Stackhouse from Vanderbilt.